guest analyst today is Brad Paulson of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Give us a recap of those grain markets today.
All right, kind of a quiet two-sided trade. We were lower overnight, firmed up through the day. We did have a little bit drier weather maps come out here at noon. The tropical storm, that Barry, that's going to hit the southern U.S. Gulf area, is a little bit further east here now. And we got a firm basis, especially in corn, a little bit of short covering before tomorrow's report. But, again, it's kind of low volume trade here until we get through tomorrow's report here at 11 o'clock.
And remind us of the trade expectations for that report.
Well, we got to use the bigger acres that they gave us there in June, on the June report, in the June there on the 28th. But they did make a comment that they would be closely scrutinizing the crop conditions and would lower the yields accordingly. Well, the crop conditions really haven't improved, in some cases actually dropped. So maybe we'll shave a couple bushels off of corn and maybe a bushel off of soybeans, and that would maybe give us a little bounce. If we don't, I think those recent lows, especially in corn around that 420 December, would be good support again around the gap area that we didn't quite fill. I think a lot of good end-user demand is below this market.
And in the livestock markets, Brad, hogs had another good day, cattle not so much.
No, we had the funds come out and short cover a bunch of short positions there yesterday. And that kind of got the cattle market moving. Otherwise, we gave 50 cents of that back in August cattle today, and hogs were up another two and a quarter. And the feeders were down just a little bit, down 10 to 50 cents. Other markets, crude oil is up pretty good here this morning, or this afternoon now. We are crude up 250 a barrel. We did see a pretty good draw on crude of 9.5 million barrels, and that's what firmed that market up today.
Anything else we should be paying attention to in these markets, Brad?
Not really. I guess tomorrow is the big report, and I guess it's all about weather here, too. There is some dry areas developing, southern Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, some of those areas that didn't get a pile of rain are a little more rolly, lighter ground are getting dry. Also, western Europe, particularly France, is still on the dry and warm side and losing some, especially corn bushels there. But we'll have to see how that all shakes out here as we go forward.